Hello, Stephanie, hi.
It almost feels like we don't know how to start stuff as well.
In addition to not knowing how to end it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. But hello, Thomas. It's you early.
It is. You have a hot beverage. You were commenting on my hot beverage a moment ago, and now you have one.
I was, and I wish mine were a bit hotter.
Mm.
I was running around trying to get ready for this, and it sat a little too long.
Mm.
So now I'm going to do as every good mom does and suffer through lukewarmness.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. How are you doing? I think I just botched that whole intro.
Stephanie, I feel very blah.
Mm.
Yesterday was a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Where the prominent feature is eating candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate a lot of candy.
Mm.
And I try to not eat a lot of candy, but yesterday I ate a lot of candy. And
as
so
did my son.
I feel blah.
Yeah.
I messed up my schedule, my eating schedule. I stayed up a little too late, ate a lot of candy. I mean, this is all very good holiday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here trying to use the changing of the dates, these arbitrary numbers, to inspire more structure over the coming weeks.
Huh.
Yeah. Not a thing that I have noted as a thing that I try to ignore.
Wow.
That's where I am. That's how blah I am.
Just said a lot of words, and I'm not sure I've had enough of this lukewarm beverage to understand everything.
That's fair.
It's a little early. We're a little earlier than we normally do this. So, I am still waking up for sure.
Mm. It does seem to be, as rare as this is, as blah as I'm feeling, I do feel like I'm the one of us with more energy at the moment.
How strange is that, right?
Extremely strange.
How does it feel?
Extremely strange. Also, my hot beverage has no caffeine in it.
I'm still getting a kick out of you waving your mug around.
Mm.
It feels, I don't know. I don't know, for some reason I'm getting like an image of a judge with his gavel. Like, you just like seem to have purpose with that mug.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Purpose. Wow. Well.
You're very intent. Yeah. It's a funny image.
Am I holding it wrong?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I mean, I've only got three fingers through the handle, and
I do that too.
Well, I wish the handle were bigger. I don't know why I'm leaving the dangly one out. But it does not feel comfortable. I understand why people go on searches for mugs now that fit right, because you're here, you're in the morning, you're tired, you're drinking your hot beverage, and you just want it to feel right, and this is all resting on my pinky, and it's very frustrating.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. I think you're also not holding it wrong. It's that you're like almost using it as a speaking tool as well. It's like an extension of your words. You know, like people talk with their hands. You're like really talking with the mug.
Now, would you describe me as someone who talks with my hands normally?
No.
So I've okay. This is why it's standing out.
Yeah, maybe that's why. It's like when you have something in your hands, you just can't help yourself and have to wave it around. I don't know. And now you're just holding it to your cheek. I don't know. Is it warm? Are you cold? Like, what is happening?
Slightly warm.
Are you trying to not talk with it?
I'm really trying to not talk with it.
I mean, you could just put it down.
I could, but it is kind of warm.
Yeah.
And now everything I've complained about in the past, I have complained about that.
You have.
On this, of how people obsess over warm beverages in the morning, especially when it's kind of cold. Mm-hmm. And so now I feel like I'm doing that, but in the weirdest way possible.
Yeah. I can confirm it is the weirdest thing I think I've seen with a mug. Congratulations.
Hey, I've achieved this morning.
I'll make you a prize later.
I hope it's a mug with my face on it. Stephanie.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Thank you for asking, Thomas. I am tired. Could you tell? Oh my gosh, another mug. Okay. How many mugs do you have sitting around you?
Two. I have two mugs.
Okay, just two. We've seen them all. Are you sure?
Yes. This one had a lid, though, so it's still kind of warm.
I only have one, just so we're clear. I'm not as cool as Thomas Two Mugs.
Or are you cooler because beverage is lukewarm and mine's hot?
I don't know.
That's too hot. This is where I fail. This is going to be bad.
Can I have some of your heat? Can you transfer that?
I would share it.
Yeah. I am tired. I had a day yesterday.
A day.
As you mentioned, it was a holiday. And there were lots of activities. Now, normally you might think, oh, it's just a evening type activity day. No. It has become a full day of activities. Mostly because of school, the school insisted on having activities throughout the day, different times for different age kids. And so, you know, as a parent, I felt, well, first, if I can, I do like to try to help, like in my kids' class or, you know, see them a little extra. I like that effort. I think that's a good thing to do. And I feel very fortunate because we're very close to the school and I have a flexible work schedule, so I try to make it happen when I can. And I do feel a little obligated if the school says, hey, you're invited to this activity. Come watch the kids. And so I did. make it to both activities. And there are lots of other things going on throughout the day. And then it culminated in the evening activity. We got together with friends. We walked around. It was a good time. I did have a good time. And it was exhausting. But I didn't help myself out here either. I did stay up way later than I normally do. So that's on me. I guess I was having too much of a good time to go to bed. Yeah. So I'm tired and I feel like I'm coming around, you know, like maybe the caffeine is starting to kick in. I don't know. Maybe it's just the lively conversation. I don't know. We'll see. We might get a little spicy. I don't know. Whew. Maybe I should not have worn this sweatshirt. I thought I was going to be cold. I'm heating myself up.
I'm laughing because your sweatshirt does not have a front closure on it.
Nope. It's full over the head. It is. We'll see if I can last. Luckily, my family is home at this time. Sometimes they're not home when I talk to you. And so I feel like, okay, if something happens to me, like someone is just like right on the other side of the door. Mm. So that's good.
So you would imagine getting trapped in your sweatshirt, trying to take it off through your headphones and around the microphone and everything.
I was imagining passing out because of the heat.
The heat
that I was feeling.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes I can have a tendency to imagine like really bad things.
Hmm.
So maybe I've gone too far.
If it, you feel like we're getting close to that, put your hand up. We can pause.
Like this?
That was a thumbs up to everyone listening who cannot see it. I think making fun of me in our conversation from a couple weeks ago where I gave a lot of thumbs up.
Oh, I forgot about that, actually. Oh. All right.
I also got trapped in a pullover fleece,
yes,
which is why I laughed so much. It's definitely not wearing a zippered front jacket.
We didn't learn. We haven't learned yet.
We have not.
I haven't learned yet.
To everybody who has not memorized our previous conversations, so that's what I'm thinking of.
All right. Shall we get started?
Yeah.
I'm feeling, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling a little impatient as well.
Impatient? Tired and impatient.
I don't know. It's weird mix. All right. What do you got?
Stephanie, I have a topic.
I am ready for this.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are you wearing? Could also be delivered. What are you wearing?
Okay, is that that's all we're getting?
What are you wearing?
Topic. Ooh. Wow. Okay. I also have a topic.
Mm.
Are you ready? It
yes.
is weird food combinations.
That's a really good topic.
Hey, you know, I only deliver the best. Your mouth is very wide open, like kind of hanging a little bit. Like, I can't decide.
Yeah. Weird food combinations.
I feel like both are going to deliver. Now, we can't do both today.
No,
but we can't. I think we should definitely hold on to one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's so funny? Can I just say, one of your previous topics that I will say was quite good.
Mm.
The what's for dinner?
Mm.
I thought, before I remembered my good topic, I was like, can we do a what's for lunch? But I thought, no, it's not quite the same thing.
You might see a similarity with my topic this week.
Mm.
In brevity.
Mm-hmm.
Delivery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Open-endedness.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I mean, if you promise that we'll get to weird food combos at some point, we can go your way.
I do promise we'll get to weird food combos.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am. I mean, it reminds me of the DMV episode where I had as much fun waiting for the DMV episode as I did immediately doing the DMV. Like, I think I had more fun anticipating it for a week.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think it will be fun, and I hope it delivers like I think it will. Okay. What are you wearing?
Stephanie, that's a great question.
Hmm.
I'm a little cold right now, so I'm not wearing a jacket. And I think I need to put one on because I'm a little cold.
Okay.
So I think part of what I wear is like defined by, you've already talked about your temperature.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm just going to put on a jacket. Oh, it's a vest. Ooh, it's a vest.
I'm starting to feel a little personally attacked, just a little bit. Just a little bit. I feel like I like stepped in some, I'm gonna say it, you have made me step into some shit.
Not my intention.
Oh, really? All right, let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Stephanie, I'm wearing a vest.
Yes, you are.
I am. This is a vest from a well-known outdoorsy company.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. You have probably heard of them.
I have one.
You have one?
I do.
Well, you know how warm it is.
It is not the same style exactly.
Cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is a classic cut.
Not the same color.
Not the same color. No. This vest was, I got it recently. It's old. I'll tell you the story about how I got it in a little bit. And what prompted this was a review of my vest.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What did I say? Okay. I'm crying already. Okay, come on.
Okay, let's have it. Okay. I get this vest a couple months ago, but I get it before it's cold enough. I get it in late summer. It's not warm enough. It's not cold enough for a vest. That's I'll get right. too hot.
Yes.
It's now turning into fall where I live. The days are getting shorter. There's a chill in the air. And I get invited to a get-together. A party. A baby shower. For family friends. So I'm having a big day out. And I am choosing... He's already losing it.
I can't keep it together. The anticipation is killing me.
I'm trying to look styling. Because I,
okay.
I'm trying to look styling. I'm going to a party. I know some of the people there. It's a giant family, so that I'm close friends with. Really enjoy hanging out with them. Now, I have already planned out something with this item of clothing, with this vest. I have decided I'm going to wear this vest. A lot of people are going to see it, but I'm going to go in confident. I've made a choice about it. We'll get to that later.
It is a choice. I mean, it's a statement piece, I would say.
A statement piece, even. Yes. Wow. I am wearing a statement piece then, as we're following along with the question, what am I wearing? As if you had asked me the question. A statement piece. Okay, let's get it there. I love a vest, Stephanie. I love a vest.
Yes.
They're warm. But not too warm, because your arms are out, so your arms can cool down. While the center of you is being hugged and is warm and cozy. I know some people don't like a vest. Elizabeth, I know. We've talked about this recently. Shout out. She doesn't like a vest because it leaves the arms too cold. She's more of a jacket person. I see that. So, I find as I do with other items, I find one, and then I'm dedicated. I'm all in. For a lot of years, I had a vest that was blue.
What shade of blue?
Is a bright blue. You might call it a royal blue. It's not a navy. Brighter than a navy.
Yeah. Okay.
This was a vintage vest.
Of course it was.
Yeah, well, it was just old. I found it. It was...
No, I'm just saying, of course, Thomas has vintage.
Let's add that to the list. Statement piece of vintage. Okay.
Yep.
As we follow along with what am I wearing?
Mm-hmm.
When that vest wore out. Now, the thing is, I would wear this vest like every day. And so it became kind of a thing. So it was a statement piece in that I wore it so often. But it wasn't.
I think I know this vest now.
Yes, you know this vest. You have seen this vest.
It's in a prominent picture.
Prominent picture?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. It's okay. Sorry. Go on.
So one of my friends at this event, I finish this vest, this vintage vest starts falling apart. It starts shedding feathers. It's down. I buy a new vest in almost exactly the same color and then start wearing that every day. I also choose to wear my vest as early in the season as possible. So I'll start wearing it maybe late August, as soon as there's like a slightly cool day, mm-hmm. maybe in September. To the point where it started annoying people around me. Like, do you have any other vest, Thomas? You keep Ooh. Wearing this vest.
Wow.
So I made a choice when I bought this vest to do something a little different. And at this party, the friend there who had sassed me about wearing that one blue vest all of the time, mm-hmm. I almost wore it to a pool party that he invited me to.
Oh, my God.
to mess Again. With him. I did not.
Of course.
So I have promised him that I have like a surprise for him. Mm-hmm. And so he walks in. He's like, hey, cool vest. I'm like, this is the surprise. The blue one's gone. It's not gone. I wear it at home. It's just real dirty and old now. So, already this vest is causing interactions. Because that wasn't really drama. He was like, hey, I like it a lot. It's funny that you remembered how comically annoyed I got at you wearing that same vest all the time. I was like, yeah.
Of course, Thomas That's fair. Would.
That's fair. So, I share a photo with you from this event.
You did, because you had mentioned a pair of pants that you're like, hey, I got these new pants. I'm going to wear them.
I'm going to wear the new pants.
And I said, I'll need a picture, please.
Yep.
So,
you were looking for pants.
Multiple items of what you're wearing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I was looking for the pants, and I got so much more.
I did forget to mention any new vest or anything else. Again, this is the only vest you've seen me in for years.
That's true, yeah.
So,
fair.
It's, you know. So, Stephanie, I pulled up on my phone the conversation. I send Stephanie photos of this vest. I'm going to do a dramatic reading of this. I think I sent photos of me on a swing.
Mm-hmm.
Took selfies on a swing. I went on a swing. Looks like you had fun. I hope you said we. That's you. I'm not really doing much of a voice for you. Also, what is with that vest?
One might say, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that one, which is why I presented that one.
Very good.
My response, I respond, what do you mean? What is with the vest? You reply, I mean, it is a definite choice. Which is something you have said already again in this conversation. I will remind you. 70. It's funny because I'm now getting hot from wearing the vest because the vest is so warm. But I've committed to wearing it for the duration of this conversation because it's now central to the conversation. So now I'm feeling the heat turned up. I do not need that hot beverage. I need a cool beverage. I am wearing the pants that I was wearing at the party as well, and I don't need to be wearing the pants. So what am I wearing? The wrong thing for today. The temperature is off.
I mean, me too.
Wow, now I'm snorting. Oh my God. Ow. Okay, let's focus. Let's get back into it. What do you mean, what is with the vest? I ask. Stephanie says, I mean, it's a definite choice. At first I was like, oh, he likes color, sure. Then I went into the photo and saw it was a floral print. That is what is shocking me. Admittedly, this is a floral print.
It is.
I'm holding it up. You kind of have to look closely at it. It's almost like camo for a flower bed of like the tiny little flowers, you know, like the ones, I don't know. It's a bunch of different colors, sort of pastel, but it has some navy on top. It's got navy shoulders. So it's still a little bit of a blue vest. It's honoring my past style. So getting back to the response. Then when I went into the photo and saw it was a floral print, that is what is shocking me. I say, in quotes, shocking. With an exclamation point. And then unexpected. And then I say lol, because apparently that's what our generation does.
We do say that.
And then I ask, okay, but how does it look? Followed by a parentheses to explain what I'm trying to say, which I do regularly in our conversations. There was a wave at one point that got very, very not contentious. It just caused a lot of incident. I don't know. You can look for that, our conversation on that one. So I say, okay, but how does it look, setting aside my choice for the moment? So let's separate me choosing to wear this versus how it looks stylistically. Now, this is another point of what are you wearing? We have both what goes on, like whatever we wear has a social implication.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, it fits into habits, expectations, and that is separate from our choice. Because our choice also sits within habits and expectations.
You have again astounded me at how much you can pull a topic apart.
And leave it there in pieces on the floor. No comment. Okay, let's keep going. Okay. Stephanie then provides a review of the vest. So, Stephanie, how does it look? It looks like a girl's vest. And either a little girl's vest or a middle-aged women's vest.
I did say that.
Okay. How do you, are you still, feeling that?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I think it does have to do with how small the flowers are.
Hmm. Interesting. So it's become more of a pattern than a print almost. So I'm thinking about a Hawaiian shirt where you would not limit flower wearing to little girls or middle-aged women.
Yes.
Where a lot of men wear flowers on their shirts.
Mm. Yeah.
But this is smaller. It's almost, again, I said camouflage, almost in the way that it becomes the pattern is more than the individual pieces. And I think with Hawaiian shirts or other floral prints, for men traditionally, over the past decades, some of those are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if it was very small, it would look like this splotch of color. It would be harder to tell what they are. So you have to get very close to this to kind of notice what it is.
I did zoom in. Yes.
That is part of what prompted this, the zoom, the required. So I get this review. And, oh, wow. Hold on one moment. There we go. Okay, I get a review. I get this review. I respond with a GIF. This is what I wanted to look up. This is a GIF of someone,
yes,
a famous character from a television show, with their head in their hand, holding their face, just doing a small
kind
head
of shaking.
Shake. Yeah. Then I share a link immediately,
of course,
to the announcement for this vest's release from over a decade ago from a streetwear brand from Japan as a special collaboration. And then I explain that it's a special edition collaboration between this outdoors brand, this Japan version of this outdoors brand, and then avant-garde fabric designer from England. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then I quote something from their website, self-describing as the very best of avant-garde textile design. Avant-garde is a French word, so I know I'm already not helping my case there. And then I say, it is a unisex vest, to be clear, because when I shared the link to this website, it only had women on the photo. And I realized, oh, this is not immediately helping my case if Stephanie doesn't go in and read and understand the history of this. And then I shared a link to all the men's stuff that they sell, mm-hmm, which is also similarly colored and covered in flowers and designs of all types. And then the next day, no, many hours later, yeah, like 5 hours later, before I go to bed, I send one other message. I had a further, much bigger thought about all this for later, but want to hear your thoughts to my explanation attempt. So already I've got feelings now, because what was my reaction to this? I have pretended to be this confident person wearing this vest out and whatever.
Pretended? And then, oh.
Well, I get a review that's, yes, like, this is a little girl's vest. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. And it also is, because that's how it's being interpreted.
Mm.
So what are we wearing?
Whoa. I mean, I will tell you, if I showed that picture to my daughter, she'd probably be like, I want that vest. Yeah. It's a choice.
It's a choice. So I will. I will say, as the final bit of our interaction, the next day, you very kindly thought about my response and that interaction. And then you asked if you were too sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And you apologized if it was too much. Mm-hmm. And that you were having a bad day and you responded with what you felt in the moment. Too sassy? I said, not at all. Hmm. Will I defend my style choices to the last thread? Absolutely. Lol. So, and then you put, hold on, these are, you shared a GIF of somebody of a famous person feeling relaxed, which the GIFs really do help with transferring some amount of emotion mm-hmm. into this. Like, hey, what's the tone of this typing? Because typing is very hard. And then you replied to my defensive style choices, and you said, I absolutely want that. Just wanted to make sure we were good going toe-to-toe. And I replied with a foot emoji.
I forgot that message.
So, in case there was any question about the tone of this conversation, people listening, this is the fun mm-hmm. of it. Now, this brought up a lot of stuff for me because I almost didn't buy this vest.
Oh.
I had an occasion to buy a couple things from a used website in Japan from this well-known outdoors label that has Japanese-only stuff. I think that's cool. Some of their stuff looks really cool. I love the interplay between something familiar and something different all mixed together. I took a trip to Japan a few years ago. It was very fun. So these clothes remind me of that. Remind me of like being out in the world and exploring. And I discovered it while I was there. I discovered it for me while I was there. Like I didn't know this this little flavor existed. This flavor of clothes existed. And so like, why would I? It's made in Japan and then sold in Japan, and that's it. So I like all of this stuff conceptually around what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
This gets into, I mean, this is always the challenge with art is conceptually, I have a lot of good reasons for this. I have a lot of good reasons why this is cool. I tried to make that argument in the text message late at night. And what does it still look like, Stephanie?
I think it still looks like a little girl's vest. And I mean, that is the thing with art, right? Like, everyone's gonna have their own opinion of it.
They are. Sometimes you don't want that opinion.
True.
I mean, this is what I don't mean your opinion. I can handle your opinions. I feel comfortable hearing your opinions, even when we have a back and forth. Yes. They're sassy. Sometimes. And sometimes they need to be sassy, and I need to be sassed. So that said, other people see this and also have opinions
sure.
that maybe I don't talk to. And then suddenly that defines how I'm interacted with.
That's why it's called a statement piece, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I almost don't buy this vest. Mm-hmm. And as I'm, again, this is an old one from like 2012.
Oh my
gosh. Again, I'm buying an old thing that was a special edition from a thing only here. So it's like, I've never seen one of these before. I found one of them on this site. I bought it. I was like, I don't even know if it's going to fit me. I don't know if I can even wear it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can pull it off. Ooh. So that's thinking, that's in my head, like, as it's been hanging in my closet waiting for.
That's so funny.
Fall season to come up. Right. Which is, again, maybe why I was so defensive about my academic.
Maybe.
Like, oh, no, no, no. Read a lot. And that will tell you, please understand the concept behind this vest. And then you will understand. Then you will change your mind. But you won't, because it still looks like a little girl / middle-aged women's vest. So at this point, I've decided to wear this vest to a party. This is my debut. I have a friend there who I have a reason
to show off.
And I already told them about, get ready for a fun surprise.
Wow.
The vest that you are annoyed by that I wear all the time. I've gotten a new one, and a low-key surprise, I'm going to be wearing this one for forever now. But hey, it's got more colors to it. So I've already got that planned out, which is a little extra. But hey, I've
Thomas got... extra. I will I'm say, just... I think it was a good event to wear it to. And you have also said you are now going to wear it all the time. So.
Implying that a baby shower, having a vest that is a half pastel, mostly pastel colored.
Yeah,
we associate those type of soft colors with young children.
Yes.
That fits. It's a good debut. Yes. Also a fair critique about how I might be wearing it in the future. So here's the feedback I got from the vest. Now, remember, this is before I've had to defend myself against Stephanie's sass. Yes. So I'm feeling nervous. Mm-hmm. My friend who showed up to the party first, he liked it.
Yeah.
He was like, this is cool. I had told him about this brand. He went to Japan recently, got something from this brand. He was like, this is cool. I love it. Looks so fresh. Laughed at me remembering all the sass that he had given me over wearing the same vest for many years in a row. His brother arrives to the party. His brother is the one who will soon be having a kid. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen him in a while. Oh, my gosh. Hey, how you doing? This is great. He's like, hey, cool vest, man. Is that like some sort of limited edition thing from like Japan? I was like, yes. Yes, it is. You read that so right.
Wow.
And when I spill the Indian food that we have at this party on it, I'll be extra sad. Because when you're wearing a statement piece, again, what are you wearing? Is it ready for what you're doing that day? Like, if I've got one thing that's special and I spill on it, oh no, what do I... Is it suited to what I'm doing? So I was very careful about eating.
Did you think about just taking it off when you were eating?
The problem is it's cold and I was sitting outside.
Oh, okay.
So I was using the vest. So it's both useful and a statement. Mm-hmm. I get complimented by another person there. And then as I'm leaving, I say goodbye to two of the other people there who are a little bit younger than me. Both of them were like, hey, as I'm leaving, like, hey, it's so nice to meet you. It's so nice to see you again. Congratulations. I thank you for having me. This was super special. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's great. Hey, also, I really like your vest. I do too. As I'm walking out. So I'm feeling great about this choice. Nobody older than me commented on it at all.
Okay.
These are all people who are younger.
Mm-hmm.
Then I share the photos from the event. I get the a little bit of the sassy review. Yeah. Well, I keep calling it a sassy review. That's how it landed. I don't think that's how you intended. I think you were just honest about how it felt, how it looked.
I mean, I do still believe those things.
I
was a little sassy.
That's fair. That's fair. So
I'm also older than you, so.
Get out of here. I was listening to a conversation that has already been released, but has not been released at this point. And you were talking about listening to albums or whatever. Yeah. And you were like, back when Thomas was a baby and I was listening. So I hear you. Yeah. I hear you sassing me when I'm not there. Okay. Sorry. That was a digression. You are not that much older than me.
But I'm making the point that you specifically said no one older than me commented on the vest.
This is true.
And so.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not gonna say anything to someone if you don't like what they're wearing, right?
That's a great question.
Or if it's, maybe it's more if you don't, if you're not going to comment if you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm saying that right. Like, so these four people who told you that they liked the vest, like, you must have really stood out to them. In this vest.
Yes.
So they told you, great.
And everyone else.
And everyone else, you didn't stand out. Or they were like, oh, that's a choice. But I mean, that goes back to what we were saying. Art is... What do you call that? I can't think of the word, but everyone has their own opinion about it. And I do actually think that not all art is made for everybody, right? Like you have.
Yeah.
And a lot of art, I would say, is very niche. Like there's a small group of people that are really going to enjoy it. Unless it's like super generic, I would say.
Basic even.
Oh, basic. Yep. That's a good word.
That's almost the description of art that is accessible to a point where you wearing it or experiencing it, the social implications of that, the social connection, the shared experience is more important than the aesthetic or quality of the thing itself.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I hear you say all of this, your whole experience of the day and wearing the vest, it actually makes me think that I am so glad you have these friends and friends of friends who appreciate the style that you've chosen. And, you know, kind of build up your own confidence around it. And
yet,
unfortunately, I was not one of those friends. And still, I mean, like I said, I still feel the same way about the vest. And I don't think that should stop you from wearing it.
Mm. Both of those things are true.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are situations where I would choose to not wear this because of the potential thoughts about
implications
it.
Implications or...
Yeah, for that reason.
Opinions.
So you are a close friend. We communicate well. You feel comfortable sharing an opinion about what I wear.
I do.
And I really appreciate that.
Okay. I was thinking you might regret that.
No.
I
because you need feedback. You need an honest...
I do think that's true. Like, you... Me saying that will, even though maybe you had already thought something like that, maybe not the specifics that I said, but you had questioned buying it, right?
Yes.
And so maybe it is good to hear that opinion so that you can just be prepared for it.
Yeah, I was prepared for it. That's the problem. That's why you gotta...
You were. You went, oh, let me lay this down.
The thing is, no one else but you will ever see that argument.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, it was worth it.
Look, but... See, so there, like, was I actually wearing it? Was I pulling it off if I had to feel like I had to defend myself?
I don't know. That is, like, it is a choice. And, yeah, fashion is an interesting thing. I, ironically, am sitting in my closet for this conversation, and I was kind of looking around and assessing if I have anything like this vest that we've been talking about.
A statement piece.
A statement piece. I don't think I do. I think I am good with just being basic. Like, there are a couple things that I have purchased that I have only worn a handful of times because they feel too specific for something. Yeah. So we just have, I think we have very different views on fashion, on the choices we make with fashion. Yeah.
It is a lot of work.
Well, and maybe that's the thing. You put a lot of thought into what you wear. I don't think I think that hard about it.
I think I think a lot about everything.
Well, yes.
And I think this is a...
So we aren't surprised by this.
No.
I think I mostly think about my comfort when it comes to clothes.
That's very real. A lot of my other choices are for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I wear a lot of soccer jerseys. They're very specific because I get overheated really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And those soccer jerseys are the ones that are worn on the field. So they are extremely breathable fabric. They're highly comfortable. I feel like as close to wearing nothing at all as possible. So it's very utilitarian. It's very useful in that way. And it looks like I'm a kind of obsessed soccer fan for a national team. or I wear, you know, a single color shirt with the sports logo on it, mm-hmm. which is not very stylish.
I mean, but the vest is also a form of comfort.
Mm.
It just happens. I would say the same thing about the jerseys too. They both offer comfort, and they're kind of specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say as the end of my story.
Okay.
I wore this to physical therapy.
Mm, right.
And two different people complimented me on it.
Oh, there you go.
That I don't normally talk to. And then I went to a talk therapy. My therapist. She complimented me on it.
Yeah.
And said, "You have a very unique style."
Yes.
And that's when I thought, yes, that is a description, isn't it?
It says a thousand words, right?
Uh-huh. So this felt like enough to have a conversation.
Oh, we had a conversation.
About it.
Yeah.
I will say, when I was faced with your feedback, again, that's the only feedback I've had that wasn't positive over this thing.
Yeah.
You get silence from everybody else. And that is a weird thing. You wear clothes, you make a choice. Maybe it's functional, maybe it's style. You don't know. Because, like, I will regularly wear, back when I was running more, I would wear the shoes with toes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Split toes. That is a wild style choice.
Wild.
Very rarely does that look good. Now, years later, has this been picked up by the most well-known fashion magazine saying that this year is the year of those shoes? Yes. It's very odd to see that happen after how much sass I got for wearing those shoes, but I wore them because they were functional.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would run in them. I remember I was running in a big city, and a small French girl pointed at them and exclaimed in French, "What is that guy wearing?" It's me. "Mom, look at his shoes." So I've dealt with that in the past, but when it's functional, I have some reason for it. But this was style. And so I get...
It's more subjective. Rather than, yeah, like concrete, no, this is actually good,
yeah,
for me.
I had no other reason for wearing this except that I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't do that as much as I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of what made me think about this so much and want to talk about it. Is it like my soccer jerseys? Yeah, it's kind of fun, but style-wise, but like that is how you have to buy those jerseys to get that level of like fabric and heat stuff, because they just don't make it for non-soccer jersey stuff.
Yeah.
Which they did. It's cool. But
well, let me just ask. You got many compliments on the vest.
I did.
How do all of those compliments compare or take into account my not as positive feedback?
Stephanie, I think we have our answer. I just needed to talk about this for however many minutes we've been talking.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to defend this. I'm still trying to work through, yeah, this thing.
See, that's an issue I think we humans have, is, you know, one bad comment.
Yeah.
And it throws us.
Yeah.
Even though you're like, No, I like this.
Yeah.
I mean, Thomas, I think you're brave. Mm. And I hope you continue to wear the vest.
I'm committed now.
Well, now you're
I only
like
buy one vest every
being stubborn and
3 to 5 years.
Feet in the sand, like, no, oh, I'm going to wear this every day now.
Well, so I did when you commented on it and I had my defense, I had to reface this choice.
Yeah.
And it was a statement piece. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, this is going to be a statement piece. I was looking at my old blue vest and I was like, oh man, this thing is kind of old. I live in this. I live in this every day in the winter. It ages. It gets kind of stained and because I eat in it and spill on it. And it, like, I wash it. Don't worry. But like, it's old. It's aged.
Yeah. Fabric starts to break down.
And so I had to make this choice of like, okay, well, do I wear, like, I need to wear a vest of physical therapy because it's a cold day and I'm going to be cold and my arms free will cool me down as I'm doing my exercises. And so like, do I wear this? How much do I love this thing?
Yeah.
And so your comment on it had to make me reassess that.
Mm.
And I came out loving it even more.
Well, good.
And being aware of what other people think about it. So both of those things got heightened.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to have kind of that positive reinforcement of, oh yeah, I picked something good. And I think ultimately you just have to really love it.
What are we wearing?
Yeah. Wow. What a doozy. I'm just laughing at what I'm currently wearing.
it's weird. It's so weird. It's so weird. Liking something and then wearing it, liking art enough to put it on your body, it's such a choice. Mm-hmm. Like, again, I'm thinking I have tried to make a choice here and there where I like something that was really odd, like tried to wear it, but I never really like committed mm-hmm. before ever. Like it didn't quite fit right. Like, oh, I like how bright this thing is or whatever. I like some bright colors. I like some pastels. Like I always have. When I see photos of me as a little kid, like, oh yeah, hot pink was my jam. And that's not the traditional color.
No.
For men. Why do I like it? I don't know. I just like it. But there are. Yeah, implications
yeah.
for wearing that sort of thing. So this is the first time that I was making a choice about a thing, a statement piece,
mm-hmm.
and committing to it.
Yeah,
and I've had the full experience of
there you go
doing so.
All right, I think we've completed that question. I was thinking about picking up my leg to show you what I'm wearing, and then I was like, no, that would just take too long. It's a choice. I'll show you later. Okay, Thomas. I appreciate that you took my feedback gracefully. And that you're the type of friend that I can feel comfortable sharing pretty honestly. And that you let me have a sassy moment. I think, you know, there's maybe a handful of people that I can do that with. So thank you.
I so appreciate your feedback. I appreciate that you feel comfortable enough to share it. And I want to offer a modification to the language that you said, where it's like, I let you have a sassy thing. Please, sass away. Because I've not heard that from anybody else, and I'm sure other people have thought it. Mm. Like, sometimes I know that we can talk about this. I know that I can share my conceptual part of this that doesn't matter because it also looks like a little girl's vest. Just to some people, yeah. So I just super appreciate that that's another, I don't know, connection, right? It doesn't all have to be affirming. It doesn't all have to be whatever.
Yeah.
It just has to be real. And what you have stayed real through this whole thing.
Mm.
Like, you had your opinion and it is held.
Yeah.
And I really respect that because I'm over here holding opinions too. At what cost? I'm pointing at my vest there, everyone. So I appreciate that in our friendship. We sometimes have talked about the you do you phrase,
mm-hmm.
and how we don't really like that. Mm-hmm. Because it ends up feeling like you're supporting and there's like an isolation to it of, hey, I just agree with whatever you think over there. Okay. No conversation, no back and forth. And this feels like the opposite of that, where it's like, hey, yeah, this is how I think about this thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
And It's uncomfortable to get that feedback.
I mean,
and necessary, right? Like
in this case, it doesn't really matter. But I can imagine in some other instances, it might matter a little bit more.
So yeah. Anyways, that's one of the things that I'm holding up from this conversation is something that I really appreciate and was, you know, a thing that I thought about a lot.
Like, apparently.
This is my first statement piece.
I had kind of forgotten about it.
That is totally fair. I would like to appreciate one more thing about you today.
Okay.
We'd like to
share.
Just that you were willing to play ball as I brought this up and talked about it for whatever, however much time this has been.
I feel sorry for laughing so much, I think. And you can cut as much of it as you need.
No. All the laughing stays in. It's real. So, I appreciate... I really appreciate you, again, being patient with me as I brought this up and then reread your response from that you did remember from 2 weeks ago.
I was a little worried, and I think it turned out fun. So,
you know what? You were genuine and honest in the moment, and that reads true weeks later.
Whew. Okay.
So, yeah, I appreciate both of those things a lot. A lot, a lot.
Well, goodbye, Thomas.
Text you later, Stephanie.